So when you first got here, obviously new coming in, Provorov new coming in, how much of an adjustment was the beginning of the season? Was there a point in the season that you kind of felt like things were starting to kind of clip together?
Yeah, I definitely had a slow start personally on the ice wise. If that's what we're talking. Obviously, off the ice was an easy transition. I've mentioned that a few times throughout the season, but on the ice was a bit of a slow start for me personally. I'd definitely have to get out to a better start this coming year. But you know, there was a lot of things that happened obviously throughout our season, especially early. So. But the adjustment was a little bit more on the ice than off the ice, I would say. And once I got accustomed to things, started playing much better. Obviously, then I had the injury happen and missed 15 games. And that usually takes you, what, a handful of games to kind of get back to where you wanted to be as well. So once I got back from the injury, like I said, it took me, what, a handful of games to get back. And then from then until basically the end of the season, I felt like myself again and felt like I was, kind of – coming into my own and figuring out how I need to play to help this team be successful in the future.
You kind of segued a little bit, the injury situation, over 800 man games the last 2 years, and some of it's freak injuries, but then there's an element where maybe players can do a little bit more. Like where do you see where you guys can really make an improvement to shoot that number down?
Yeah, some of it's uncontrollable. I know personally for mine, there was nothing that I could have done differently, nothing that any medical staff could have done differently to avoid me being injured in the way that I got injured. It's, you know, it's almost like a block shot in a sense. They just, you know, you block a shot, your foot gets broken, there's nothing you can do. It's going to happen throughout the season. You see it every year. So you just, you know, it's a little bit of luck. It's a little bit of, style of play, honestly. Team style of play makes a huge difference in injuries, I find. I'll just give you an example. You look at Johnny Gaudreau and the year he had in Calgary, he put up 115 some points or whatever it was. The style that they played in Calgary was super beneficial for Johnny Gaudreau, and he had that number of points along with, you know, Tkachuk now in Calgary because of the style of play and the way that they were able to be successful. So if we're able to kind of find a way as an organization, as a team, to have a style of play that makes our players that we have to our available, be successful. So really it's up, not really something I can control because it's not up to me, but it definitely could help in your question, the injury factor of the style of play we play and trying to avoid some of those things.
Damon, you and Provy as well play arguably the most difficult position, at least among skaters that is out there. That's why we see with the young guys come up, they're usually forwards, right? Like it's tough for defensemen. So I'm wondering, even though you were a veteran, you went through the whole free agency trade thing for the first time. New place, new town, new coach, new system, everything. How difficult was it when you look back on it now at the end of this season? And when you look toward next season, do you feel like you kind of hit the ground running a little bit easier or better here?
Yeah, the second part of that question you're bang on. Now that I've been here, hit the ground running for sure, got to have a good start personally and as a team. I look at how important a start is. You know, New Jersey, we did it last year. We had our first 10 games. We had a little bit of a slower start, first few, but what carries a team is a little bit of a cushion because you're going to have the ups and downs, the lulls in a season. And we had such a good start that helped us kind of put that little bit of a cushion that we needed to kind of, when we were able to go through those lulls, we were able to kind of get through them on the better side of things because of where we put ourselves early. And then, you know, the first part of your question, kind of forget because I answered it a little bit in that as well. But
just looking back on the season, how tough was it to kind of make that transition as a defenseman, you know, with a new coach, new system?
I guess, yeah, sorry, I lost my train of thought there, but we're creatures of habit. No matter if you're a hockey player or just a human being, you get used to something. I was so used to going to New Jersey every year, going into, you know, the same building, the same this, the same that. You're used to things. You kind of have familiarity. And when you're a new, you know, my wife and I were new in a different town and we're coming to a different building. It's an adjustment naturally. And anybody who says it's not would probably be lying. But we figured it out in a hurry away from the rink. Like I said, that wasn't an issue for me. It was just took me a little bit longer than I would have liked on the ice to play the game that I need to play to help the team be successful. So, like you said, again, going back to the second part of your question, I definitely want to hit the ground running next year. And with whatever happens this summer, there's a lot of things that are about to be new here as well. Now that I've seen it and been here, this is going to be a big summer for us. And now I look forward to being part of a solution to the future of winning in Columbus.
Yeah. Most of you hockey players that I've talked to are creatures of habit. Like you said, that's a great term. But that leads into consistency. Like, you guys are always striving for consistency. This is a team that, you know, it's been a couple of years since they've had consistency. I mean, how important is that? You guys want to become a better team and establish culture and all that stuff. How big is that, no matter what happens this offseason with GM and all that, to just establish something here and just keep it going forward?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you look at an example like Colorado or a Boston, you can tell they have their culture set. They have what's expected of them every single day, every single night. You're not going to win every single day. You're going to have good days, bad days. But if you're just consistent in what you bring every single day and the expectation is what it is, that's going to help you along in that process of, you know, trying to be a winning team and a winning franchise. And everybody goes through their ups and downs. But we're in that process right now of trying to come out the other side of it better. And we have to sustain that for the long term.
What gives you hope that this can be a team moving towards a playoff?
We have pieces in play right now with the current roster that we just need to surround them with better players and better talent. Everything just has to be better, that next step. And we've had a lot of guys that are young players this year that got a look. The biggest thing is trying to take another step. And I've only been one other place, like I mentioned. So I saw it in New Jersey, you know, the Heishiers, the Hughes, the Jesper Bratz, some of these young players that, okay, you can see the talent, you can see the skills there, you can see the work ethic, everything is there. Now it's a matter of taking the next step. And we did last year. So now with the Columbus Blue Jackets here, we have to have those certain type of players as well take that next step and help carry us into the postseason.
And you mentioned the young players. This has always been one of the youngest teams in the league every season. How much do you need more veteran presence here to maybe get over the top?
It helps for sure. You know, there's a fine line of, you know, what you can do, what you can't do, and the types of players and pieces that are available. You're only able to do what you can do. You know, the things that are forced, those things sometimes don't work out in your favor so much, and then they haunt you a little bit. So. For example, there was myself and Provorov were brought in this year. We were available via trade and sign and trade for myself, brought in to help the team. And I feel like we did help. And I feel like we could be a part of the solution going long term as well. And I signed here long term to be wanting to be a part of the solution and excited to be part of that, seeing the pieces that were in play and being added to that. Now we just need to add a little bit more.
So with that young talent, what does it look like, I guess, to kind of maximize that potential? Because obviously there's a difference between potential and then just you know, consistency or the solution, right? Like, what does that process look like, whether it's, you know, encouraging young guys to kind of develop more consistency to kind of maximize the potential that, I mean, you've seen from countless NHL debuts this entire
right.
year?
Right, yeah, just the standard. Everybody has their own kind of inner goals and inner mindset of what they think they can be and what they can do. You want to have yourself put on that highest pedestal you can and try to reach those goals and whether they're attainable or not. You have to be realistic in that as well. But I think realistically we have pieces that should have those standards that are way up to the top and could help a team be successful in the Blue Jackets. So again, I can only control what I control. I'm going to worry about my business and taking care of it. But when we have young players, I'm going to try to help them along the best I can too. But in saying that, your inner self has to want it. You have to want to be that best player you can possibly be. And these guys are drafted high for a reason. These guys are here for a reason. These guys, you know, everyone has their own role and their own path they've created to get here. Now you have to have that drive to, you know, want to get to that next level. And it's not an individual sport we're playing here. It's a team sport. So, you're always pushing one another and, It's not an easy thing, but the payoff is fantastic in the end. Talking to some guys who I've met throughout my career who have won Stanley Cup championships and numerous Stanley Cup championships, you get in some FU matches, you get in some fights with your teammates over the years, but in the end, you're all best buddies because you're a champion together, and that's and that's long-term goals. But yeah, we have the pieces in play that could be part of that solution to get to that point.
You know, I'm sure it's one thing where you see really good players on other teams, but you don't really necessarily know that player or whatever. I'm wondering what you come in here think of Zach Werenski now, as opposed to maybe when you first got here, you knew he was a good player. Mm-hmm. But did you learn anything about Zach this year and just his abilities and in other ways?
Yeah, I mean, when you're around somebody on a day-to-day basis, you see, you know, when you play against somebody, you see how good they are as a player. But then you're around, away from the rank, at the rank, everything like that. You can see the talent there for sure. And I think I want to say the last 10 to dozen games we played together as pairing, we didn't really play together a ton throughout the first half of the season to three quarters of the season, and we started playing together in the last, you know, dozen games this year, and we played real well, real good hockey on most nights. And we I think he's mentioned it in the past to a lot of people too, is we think the game similarly. We want to move the puck, we want to create offense as best we can, but you have to take care of your own end first. And we both skate well, we both have good sticks, there's a lot of similar things, and the talent that he brings to the game and the mindset that he brings to the game, I would include him especially in that group of players that could be here long term, that could push the team over the top because of that inner drive and being kind of in that same wavelength as myself. And there's a few other guys in there as well that are kind of in that core group of players that could help the team, and he's definitely one of them, and you see it on a nightly basis. Fantastic player. All right, guys. Okay, thank you, guys. Yeah, you guys.